sur location.
Jakou loci ti onda?
Ecolocation. Location.
Welcome to Echolocation, the show that eavesdrops on Mother Nature. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lowe Judas, and I'm devoting this show to musicians and sound artists who meld their musicality with their interests in the natural world. So we've started out with Canadian cellist composer Julia Kent with three cuts off of her 2011 release, Green and Gray. And in the liner notes for that album, she writes, "In Green and Gray, the intersections between the human world and the natural world, the melding of the technological and the organic, are explored using looped and layered cello, electronics, and field recordings. It references the patterns and repetitions that exist in nature, often mirrored in human creations, and also the complexity and fragility of our relationships with one another and with the world that surrounds us." We listened to the tracks Ailanthus, The Toll, and Tithonos. And Julia Kent is going to be playing at the Lace Mill in Kingston, New York on September 24th. And she's appearing with musicians Alexander Turnquist and Liam Singer. And Liam Singer is the proprietor of Avalon Lounge in Catskill, which is an awesome club and restaurant that offers live music featuring lots of great bands. He's also a musician who released an album entitled The Ocean in 2021. And we're going to listen to a couple tracks off The Ocean. We're going to listen to the three movements of the Jellyfish Suites. Thank you. We just heard The Jellyfish Suites off of the album The Ocean by Liam Singer, which was released in 2021. And the three movements in the suites are entitled Moon Jellies, Spotted Jellies, and Immortal Jellies. And Liam Singer writes about the ocean. The idea for the record has been swimming around in my head for a while now. Moon Jellies was the first piece that came to me almost 2 years ago after reading the book Spineless by Julie Bernwald about her career studying jellyfish. I started to reflect on my time spent on the Oregon coast while growing up and my many adventures living and traveling along the Pacific and Atlantic coast since then, and on the powerful role of the ocean as a force of mystery and longing, symbolizing the unknowability of what lies beyond.
Thank you.
You're listening to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley and worldwide at wavefarm.org. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth LoJudis, and we're listening to cuts from the 2021 album Walking on Water by composer and avant-garde percussionist Susie Ibarra, who took an underwater microphone to the Himalayan hills to record the sound of glaciers breaking and melting. And she uses that as the immersive backdrop to her compositions. And she writes, "Walking on Water has become an elegy to the climate change crisis, as well as an homage to human resilience of hope in dire circumstances." And the tracks on this album were composed by Ibarra to accompany Walking on Water paintings by artist Makoto Fujimura. This album includes two compositions created out of field recordings of water in Sikkim and India in the Himalayas. And we just heard the tracks Water Falling, Coastal Birds, and High Wave. And we're going to listen now to one more track entitled Floating Along Benares. We're going to listen now to music from another Wavefarm 2023 resident artist whose residency is coming up in September, Lisa Schoenberg. And from her website, Lisa Schoenberg is a composer, percussionist, and environmental sound artist with a background in entomology and ecology, with a focus on ant biodiversity in the neotropics. Lisa documents soundscapes, insects, and habitat through music composition, writing, and multimedia collaboration. She strives to draw attention to endangered species, habitat loss, and other issues of human-non-human relations through a merging of artistic and scientific practices, often in collaboration with ecologists. Lisa is interested in the ecological and cultural relevance of hidden sounds and how they can impact our perception of non-human species and our decision-making processes. So we're going to listen now to two cuts from an album from Schoenberg's ensemble, The Secret Drum Band, and this album's entitled Shuva. And it combines intricately composed percussion and tonal electronics alongside ecological soundscapes rooted in study and observations from Hawaii, the Brazilian Amazon, and Oregon. So we just heard two tracks from the secret drum band release Shuva. We heard Multispecies Ants, which features recordings of ants native to the Brazilian Amazon. And we also heard Alakai Swamp. We're going to listen to a few other pieces by Lisa Schoenberg from the 2022 release Spiels. She writes, "Spiels are semiotic patterns beings use repeatedly over time when they are communicating something familiar and specific. They are riffs, figures, passages, phrases. We say them, treehoppers say them, ants say them. A spiel could describe something that exists, existed, or that you would like to happen, and or speculations. Insects have spiels, cats have spiels, humans have spiels. A spiel can come from familiarity, from repetition, from intention, desire, and perhaps from comfort. The word comes from German and Yiddish, but spiels happen in all languages, and these pieces are best experienced in headphones. So we just heard the pieces Tree Hoppers and HVAC from Lisa Schoenberg's 2022 release Spiels. And about the piece Tree Hoppers, she writes, Tree Hoppers features field recordings by Reginald Cocroft, made in Panama using specialized field recording equipment to pick up the surface-borne vibrations that tree hoppers propagate through the vegetative surfaces they spend their time on. Tree hoppers are inherently social creatures, using their shared homes as their carriers and amplifiers. In this composition, I react to and mimic the tree hopper soundings on percussion, as well as electronic processing of their signals. And then HVAC features sounds recorded from inside the nests of leafcutter ants on the Federal University of Amazonas campus in Manaus, Brazil. Stridulation and locomotion produced by the ants and the sounds of air conditioning systems of nearby buildings. The ant sounds reverberate within the tunnel walls of the nest and vibrate through their soil walls. The air conditioning sounds are filtered by the expanse of soil between nearby buildings and the nest. Percussion and vocal improvisation recorded mimic and respond to these field recordings. Spatialization of arrangement is abstracted, a speculation on what an ant's sensory experience might feel like, since we cannot truly know. Through mimicry, we strive to express an approximation in mood, tone, and rhythm of the ant's sound, through our listening and in our physical response. Can this process and the resulting music evoke not only empathy for the ant, but a humbleness that allows for a new level of relating with them? And then I'm just going to read you a little bit about the project that Lisha Schoenberg will be working on during her residency at Wave Farm. The radio frequency spectrum for human cellular phone communication has increased in frequency as we have increased the speed and capacity of information between communication points. There has been little discussion about how this increased frequency and the much smaller wavelengths it travels in might have on beyond human species who live alongside us and along transmission pathways. Refuge System for Ants contemplates the effects wavelengths above 5 gigahertz might have on ants whose small body size make them more susceptible to impacts of absorption of these frequencies. Many species of ants communicate acoustically and can sense vibration through specialized organs on their legs. Humans are largely unaware of these cryptic sounds that are beyond the limits of human hearing. How does our ease of communication interact with their own communication and quality of life? Schoenberg will install prototypes for EMF refuge systems that attempt to block cellular radio frequencies in the vicinity of ants' nest at Wave Farm, giving the ants refuge from its effects at their sites of congregation, reproduction, and shelter. At these sites, humans will be prompted to listen to the sounds of ants amplified through speakers, bringing our attention to insect agency and needs. So there's a lot of cool stuff coming up this fall, and you can find links to the artists and events featured on this broadcast of Echolocation at the Facebook page, which is at echolocation/WGXC. And the ambient music on today's program is from the album Music for Psychedelic Therapy by musician John Hopkins. And the album is based on field recordings that he made deep in a cave in the Amazon rainforest. Thanks for listening to Echolocation. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lojudis, signing off.